I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We did have some action taking place during closed session by a vote of five yes votes. The Marysville Joint Unified Board of Trustees took action to extend the superintendent's contract by 2 years from 7/1/18 to 6/30/20. And by a vote of five yes votes, the Marysville Board of Trustees on the recommendation of Superintendent Gay Todd, took action in closed session to extend the Assistant Superintendent of Personnel Services contract by 2 years from 7/1/18 to 6/30/20. This is where we introduce our new student representative to the Board of Trustees. Okay. And welcome.
Thank you. So I'm Kathy Vang, and I will be reading our board report. Lindhurst High School has begun this 2016-2017 school year with newly amended concrete and many new plants around the campus. We also have new water fountains installed, as well as an increase in lunch lines for our shared lunch. These are not our only improvements because we have also acquired upgrades to our culinary arts kitchen, welding shop, and TV multimedia studio. Our first upcoming event is Back to School Night, which is tomorrow. Following that, on the 30th, is School Pictures Makeups. Entering September, we will have a Senate meeting on the 6th to discuss student concerns and school matters. The week after that, freshman campaigning begins, and the candidates will hold their speeches that Thursday, the 15th. Voting will take place the very next day. Club Rush will occur on the 21st and will be thoroughly organized by the President Council on the 13th. Club Rush is an event that displays clubs for students to explore their interests with the purpose of encouraging them to become more involved in school, academically and socially. Ending the month of September will be the Duke's Golf Tournament on the 24th, that our leadership class will volunteer the time to help. Lindhurst High School is getting ready for a great year, and the ASB is eager to fulfill each and every goal. The mission of 2016-2017 Lindhurst High School student body is to inform everyone of the true purpose of ASB through student and community activities involvement and to create a warm, welcoming home for all. Thank you.
I have to amend my previous statement. The votes by vote in the closed session, it was 5-2 in voting the extension of both members. If that and voting against were Frank Crawford and Randy Rasmussen. Okay. Let's see. Comments from board members. Mr. Broom. Mr. Rasmussen.
So I did have the opportunity to visit a couple of schools, actually three schools on their, wasn't really the back to school, but it was the ice cream social, the gathering prior to school starting, Ella Elementary, Johnson Park, and then Oliver's school. And it was wonderful at Ella and Johnson Park to get to see the classrooms that are set and ready to go for the students and the excitement of the teachers and the families just seemed really excited. And I think it was a great opportunity for new students to get to see the school site and be more comfortable for the start of school. So hopefully everything has gone well with the start. And also welcome, Kathy, and I'm glad everything at Lindhurst is looking so good.
Well, Mr. Fleury?
Yes, I've had a chance to visit a few schools.
Microphone. With my summer job, I'm able to go out and visit schools and go back to work, and it works perfect. We did visit at Edgewater. We did ice cream. the Lions Club, and we served over 500. Also, I had a chance to talk to, welcome back the transportation beginning of the year, food services at the beginning of the year, the STARS program at the beginning of the year. And it's always nice to see, especially in the STARS program, these young people that starting a new program and they have a chance. Some of them, I think five or six, said they wanted to move into teaching. It's just, it's really a positive feeling out there with the direction our board is going, the direction the school district is going, and I'm very pleased with the direction we're going, considering being on CSBA with other districts I interact with. We're very, very fortunate we're not going through some of the things they are. For those that don't realize, we're in our 50th year of unification. This is 50 and 19 and July 1st. When we unified, for those that don't remember, there were 13 districts, separate districts, and we unified only by 16 votes. So those 13 became one. And I'm sure if I ask you if you can remember which district they were, I'm not sure you remember. I can think I can rattle them off. Rose Bar, Yuba Feather, Dobbins. Foothill was not built. It was built after unification. They called the district up there Fruitland instead of Foothill. Corda was the district. Marysville Unified was the district. Marysville High School is which I started working for in 1962. Linda was a district on itself with Cedar Lane and Alicia and Linda. Ella was the district in Oliphurst, which was Yuba Gardens. Elementary, Johnson Park was not built yet, and Yuba Gardens was built in 1956. Also, we had Arboga was a district by itself. The Brophy District, the old W.T. Ellis, was a district in itself, and they had the district out at the Dredger. Hamilton was a district. So those 13 districts came together and made a unified district. So a little bit of history. I've been here a long time, I realize. I'm getting old.
You've been here a long time.
I was going to say, yes. For those of you who didn't remember.
Yes.
Mr. Harris?
I would just like to say welcome to Kathy. And, you know, I've been out to a few schools, and it looks like it's going okay. You know, I hope it is. Looks like everybody is getting a good lunch. I talked to a couple of principals. Our numbers for breakfast and lunch are up, which is just so exciting, and it just excites me to know that these kids are getting breakfast and lunch, and our numbers are up. Thank you.
Now, Mr. Crawford?
Just to reiterate what Mr. Harris said, it's so nice to hear kids say, Grandpa, I got to eat today. I got to finish my lunch today. That's me wouldn't say that in the past, believe me, every day. So congratulations. Good job.
Mr. Denimble?
Welcome, Captain. Amber, excellent job. We just were suffering from serving lunches, and now this program we're on puts us to sleep at night. Nice job.
Yes, very good job.
Kathy, I'm going to include you at the next meeting. I know you've already had done your report, but we'd like to know a little bit more about you. You're from Lyndhurst High School, senior this year. No?
I'm going to be I'm a sophomore.
A sophomore, and you were elected representative to the board. That's quite an accomplishment. Remember that on your scholarship applications. Okay. A couple of things. I had a chance to visit the MCAA faculty during one of their study sessions, and I was really thrilled too with how excited they were about the kids coming back and the programs that they were working on for this year. This weekend is the veterans stand down in the river bottoms, and it's a very not earth-shaking, it's a very impressive mental change to go down and see the veterans come in who use the facilities at the stand down. So if you want to come down there on the weekend, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday in the river bottoms there. Okay.
So, excuse me, Mr. Rex, I just thought of a couple other things. I just wanted to also have the opportunity to visit our Boga school for the ribbon cutting of the new play yard. Would like to just give thanks to all the maintenance and facility folks for getting all the schools ready to go. They look very nice, and I know the summer is a very long time for you guys, but job well done.
Okay, opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Joint Unified Teachers Association. Operating Engineers Local Number 3. California School Employees Association 326 and 648. Association of Management and Confidential Employees. Supervisory Unit. All right. I'm sure all of that will change in just a couple of meetings. Right. I have no public comment cards, so we'll move on to the superintendent's report. Oh, superintendent, and then we'll move on from there.
Thank you, Mr. Rex. I would like to ask the board to check their calendars. I'd like to propose a board study session with KNN, our public finance consultants. We need to talk about our financing program, an overview of that, talk about existing bond program, refunding, certificates of participation. We are proposing that we meet on Thursday, September 22nd, and since most of you are retired, we're hoping that we could hold that meeting from 2 to 4. So if you can check your schedules and let me know, Mr. Boom, if that works for you, if you can get time off from your boss, we'll get that scheduled. So if anyone has a conflict, please let me know just as soon as you can. On October 6th, we are going to have an open house at Lyndhurst High School. As you know, lots and lots of work has been completed, brand new quad, a beautiful new culinary arts kitchen has been put together. It's stunning. It actually takes your breath away when the lights go on. And also a media production studio. So on October 6th, as I said, we'll do an open house at Lyndhurst. We'll be putting together invitations to invite community to come and take a look. And we'll do that at 5 o'clock, October 6th. It's a Thursday, 5 p.m. And then at 7 p.m., they will have their Hall of Fame dinner. So if you choose to participate in that, you can buy your tickets from Lyndhurst, I'm sure. They would be thrilled to have board members there as well. So October 6th, 5 o'clock, for our open house, an unveiling of the brand new, gorgeous Lyndhurst High School quad area and classrooms. Good news, our enrollment is up by about 104 students, and so we now are right around 9,700 students. So classrooms are filling up, and students are actively engaged in learning and excited to be back and thrilled to see new playground and new building improvements. So it's fun to see those kids. It was really great watching the Lyndhurst High School students as they got off the bus first thing in the morning. And when that first bus got there, kids stopped. And Bob Eckerd, the principal, said, next thing you knew, they were pulling out phones. And he said, I couldn't figure out what they were doing. And then they started videoing, because they had to send it home to show their family and friends what a beautiful campus Lyndhurst has turned into. So really, really exciting. Some of you may have noticed, if you try to come to the district office starting actually yesterday, between 7:30 in the morning and 8:05, we're still working on times. And then in the afternoon, from about 2:30 to 3:05, we have the gates closed so that we're rerouting traffic so it comes past the front of the district office and parents are dropping off and picking up. So far, so good. Scott has been out there helping to man one of the gates. Ryan's been there. I've been there. Tim Malone, the principal of MCAA, and Bonnie Vipperman, and we're ushering those cars through, and it's actually gone pretty smoothly. So pretty pleased with how that's working. As we see times change and windows kind of narrow, we'll open those gates up sooner. But just want to keep that back working warehouse area safe, because we had parents pulling in there, dropping kids off, kids running through the parking lot, people trying to park, forklifts for our warehouse moving back and forth. It was extremely dangerous. So we're very fortunate that we've not had any serious injury. So it's going well so far. Fingers are continued to be crossed. And as you know, we started with the encouragement of Amber Watson, our Director of Nutritional Services, to implement the no-cost breakfast and lunch program for our students this year. We are going to be putting a banner across the 5th Street in downtown Marysville advertising the no-cost meals to students. It'll be up there for 2 weeks from September 5th through the 12th. And I'm really excited, and I know Amber is as well, that during the first 5 days, remember we've only been in school 5 days, breakfast meals are up by 3,426 for about a 21% increase in our students. Lunch is up by 3,145 meals or 10%. That sounds impressive. And then when I look at some of the individual site stats, Browns Valley Lunch is up 60%. Foothill Breakfast is up 69%. MCAA Breakfast is up 56%, and lunch is up 46%. So we're seeing some pretty incredible numbers. Our folks in nutrition services are working really hard to crank out all those meals, so we're going to do what we can to help support them as well as they try to accommodate this increase in meal service. So kudos to your department. Please tell them that I'm very pleased. I know the board is as well, and I think this was a wonderful move for all of our students. And that would be the
one question.
Oh, yes.
With the increase of students coming in, are they still getting through the lunches, and do we have enough staff there to help them get through and set up different areas? And you know, because what'd you say, 60-some percent?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's incredible.
Yes.
So, I mean,
as we see these numbers continue, I think that you'll be seeing items on your board agenda where we're going to need to increase staff just in the meal preparation. I think students are getting through the lines, getting their food. You know, there's always a few hiccups the first few days of school, so certainly those will all be ironed out, and we'll make sure those kids are getting their meals and are able to eat them before they go back to class. Our numbers were high before, so this really skyrockets those numbers. So hold on. I'll have Amber continue to update us on those numbers as we progress through the school year, but it is an amazing improvement in our numbers, so just wanted to let you know. So that would be the end of my report. Thank you.
What kind of time span at the beginning of school is? Do they start at 7, or is it a 45-minute period to feed all those kids? And
times kind of vary depending on the school sites and the bus schedule. So when kids are being dropped off, as you know, we stagger some of those routes to get our elementary, our middle, and our high school kids to school. They're doing an amazing job. Things haven't changed an awful lot. So that time frame is about what it has been. It's just the sheer numbers have increased. And so I know Amber and all of the site managers are keeping a very close eye on that to make sure that we can accommodate those new numbers and make sure they have a good breakfast and lunch so they can continue their studies.
Okay, that brings us to approval of minutes from 8/9/16.
There's no additions or deletions. Make a motion to approve.
Mr. Harris moves to approve. Mr. Danville seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. One abstention, Mr. Boom. The consent agenda, would anybody like anything pulled from the consent agenda? Okay, if there's nothing to be pulled or any comments to be made, the board will entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve the consent.
Mr. Boone moves to approve the minutes. Is there a second? Okay, Mr. Fleury seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Unanimous. Okay. New business. Resolution 2016-1704, excuse board members' attendance at meeting of the Board of Trustees. Is there a
motion to approve?
Mr. Harris moves to approve. Is there a second? Mr. Danable seconds. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's 6, 1 abstention. Mr. Boom. Okay. Item 2. Response to the 2015-16 Yuba County Grand Jury Final Report. Any discussion on this? Any other comments than previously discussed?
The board was presented with the letter for your review, and barring just a couple of really minor changes, adding the word student and another to add maintenance department is responsible for the upkeep and maintaining records for the district, not the facilities and energy management department, are the only two changes that I've been notified of. If there are any others, please let me know and we can make those changes. Otherwise, I would recommend the board approve the letter as presented to you.
I think we should entertain a motion to approve the board report with the changes recommended in from the different board members, including the word students and the other one, whatever the changes were. Okay. Mr. Rasmussen moves to approve. Is there a second? Mr. Danville seconds. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Okay, unanimous. Business services, number one. Agreement with Schoolworks Company to update the GIS and demographics. Ryan, would you like to make some comments there?
Thank you, Mr. Rex. This is a yearly contract we bring before the board with Schoolworks to do a demographic study. It's updated each year, so they'll be updating and doing a report for 16-17, but it's really to look forward at 2017 and 18 and beyond. They drew a report, the enrollment we have this year, which we already have those numbers, but it's really about projecting for the future so we can adjust our facilities planning and staffing. So it's an update to the report that was attached to the facility master plan that we just approved for the last year. It'll be redone this year, again, looking forward 2017 through 18 and beyond.
Okay. Do they give a longer than 1 year projection? Is it a 10-year?
It does go into future years, but the reason we update it yearly is because new information comes in regarding movement of students in and out, in within the district and outside of the district, birth rates change, local development, and a variety of factors. That's why it's the GIS is kind of the geocoding. They do specific geocoding by student to know where they move in and out of the district. So it's just an update every year, and it projects well into the future.
Okay. Yeah. Any other questions, comments? If not, the board will entertain a motion.
Right,
yes.
Down here.
Supposed to be excused.
Oh, you could ask. Yeah. You can go now.
If I say, does anybody else would like to say something, then that's a good cue for you to chime in. Did you have a comment on this?
No.
Oh.
She wants to go home.
Okay. Yes, you certainly can. Anytime you want after your report. Although we encourage you to stay, but we understand that you also have to study for your classes and do your work. And then sophomores, that I think the toughest year. I'm a former high school year, but
tell her that now.
Obviously, she's very talented. All right.
And certainly, once you finish with your student report, if you want to leave at that point, you're welcome to. But we also are happy to have you stay just as long as you can. So please know you can leave whenever it's time for you to go. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. is there a motion for business services number one?
Motion to approve.
Okay, Mr. Crawford moves to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Rasmussen seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Unanimous vote. Educational services number one. Equity of time waiver for traditional and transitional kindergarten instruction minutes requirement.
Holding a public hearing.
And we're holding a public hearing, excuse me. The hearing is now open. Would anybody like to comment on this?
No,
I'm going to comment. This is a reduction, right, for the younger kids. It's a reduction of time for younger kids, right?
Mrs. Tate is here, and she can address that question for you, Mr. Rex.
Good evening. This is not a reduction in time. It's actually allowing us to have our TKs and our kinders here for different lengths of time. It is something that we will need to renew every 2 years. We actually asked for it from the State Board of Education a year ago, and it's time for its renewal. So it's no changes. It's just asking for it to be renewed again from the state of, from the California Department of Ed.
So without this, the state would require us to have
Right. Without this, we would be at most likely the 210 minutes. What this allows us to do is it allows our teachers to choose to keep some of their children an additional 45 minutes to offer additional instruction and intervention for those students.
Okay.
So, Mrs. Tate, I thought so transitional kindergarten has different length of time than kindergarten? Because I thought I read they were equal.
The state requests that they be equitable, that they be equal lengths of time, and this is allowing us to have our kinders stay that additional 45 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, if there are no other comments, we can close the public hearing. And now we need a motion to approve.
Motion to close.
Motion to close, okay. Would somebody like to make the motion to close the public hearing? Mr. Fleury moves to close the public hearing. Okay, Mr. Boom seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Okay, it's unanimous. And I think this might... now we need the hearing's closed. Now we need a motion to approve the waiver. Mr. Boom moves to approve the waiver. Is there a second? Mr. Danable seconds. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Unanimous. And that concludes the meeting.